Transpersonal Spiral to the 10th Chakra. Overview. This is a variation of the transpersonal spiral the Council recommends we practice, especially during the times of the Chaos Nodes, Summer Solstice 2023 to Winter Solstice 2024. During this Chaos Node, many collapsing parallels merge their energy into this one. It's a time of turbulence and change, and as a result, one can feel like a different person from one day to the next. This variation is performed by spiraling up to the 10th chakra, which corresponds to the upper astral plane. We do this because when we connect with our soul astrally, fourth dimensionally, we're not beyond polarity. The physical plane springs directly from what is constructed by us on the astral after all, so it's actually the place where polarity originates for physical experience. So when we merge with essence there, it's at the highest point that combines awareness of duality and unity. As a result, we can suffuse our interactions in the realm of duality before they occur, with the consciousness of unity. This exercise is best done early in the day because it prepares our field to harmonize with all those with whom we will come into close contact. The technique. Begin this technique just as you do the other, spiraling up from the heart chakra. Only instead of going to the 11th chakra, go to the 10th, upper astral. The causal plane is beyond the realm of polarity. When we merge there, we connect essence to essence with no hint of karmic polarity. When we merge on the upper astral, we include subtle karmic tendencies in their most refined state. The physical plane springs directly from what we construct on the astral, after all. So we suffuse the seeds of our impending 3D experiences with the healing energies of love and unity. First, merge with your own essence. Take a moment to fully savor the delight of this merged state. Then ask your essence to invite all those you are likely to encounter that day to merge with you. While the lower self can't foresee who all these people are, the essence is beyond time and able to predict these potentials. When we merge with others in this way, we prepare both of our fields for the pending interaction. If there is any subtle karmic polarity either one is holding, both your fields will be pre-programmed to neutralize it by turning it into a complementary pair, rather than a karmic duality. Pause a few moments to drink deeply of the love and unity that exist here. Simply watch as it fills your fields. Then, when it feels complete, spiral this merged energy back down into your heart, radiating out into your body and field. In this way, you seed your field with love and light and pre-program it to perceive the choices available and to choose the highest potentials.